This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. Head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy on us. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Wayne,
and Mark.
And once again, that number for you, 800-259-9231. There's lots in the news here, and let's see, we're going to start out with an update out of Orlando. Of course, there's a lot of people that have been talking about Orlando over the last week or so with this, I think it's the Casey Anthony trial. Honestly, I don't know much about it. Some lady's on trial for murder. She's found not guilty.
She's not on trial anymore. She's been found not guilty.
Right. So I guess some people are upset about this or something.
There's some very damning evidence in the case. I mean, very damning circumstantial evidence. I mean, her daughter dies and she uses duct tape to solve the problem?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Apparently the girl was found duct taped. Usually used in murders, not in other situations, you know? And apparently she died, and they're suggesting that drowned in the pool. I don't know. It's all very strange stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, what was most important about what went on in Orlando was what happened outside the courthouse as a gentleman was arrested for handing out fully informed jury association information. Now, he violated the order of a robed man there named Belvin Perry. We've talked about Belvin Perry in the past before this whole Casey Anthony thing got started. We talked about Belvin Perry because he wrote up this order that basically says you can't do anything regarding outreach to any potential jurors on the courthouse grounds. So you can't be in the courthouse, you can't be outside the courthouse, you can't be in the parking lot, you can't be anywhere within a four-square block area, basically, that you can't do anything, hold signs, wave, smile, speak to, hand out brochures. You cannot do anything that would result in some juror, potential juror, coming across new information. And the idea here was to crack down because liberty lovers have been doing fully informed jury outreach there at that Orange County courthouse for several months. And this guy finally got wind of it. I think it was back in January when this order came down. It was definitely wintertime this year when the order came down. He writes this order out saying, you can't do these things. And Julian Heichlin, who is this guy that goes around from courthouse to courthouse around the country and hands out this information, which informs jurors or potential jurors that they have the right to vote their conscience in a case, not just the facts of the case, but how they feel about the law. So, for instance, if you're in a drug case and you're like me and you think the war on drugs is stupid and counterproductive and violent and dangerous, you can vote not guilty even if they, caught the guy red-handed with drugs. You can say not guilty because of how you feel about the war on drugs. So as you can see, this particular viewpoint is fairly dangerous to the state's status quo, to the way things
are. There's a lot of money made either by fining people who have drugs or by incarcerating people and basically fining the taxpayer to incarcerate them.
Right.
I mean, the suggestion is that our judicial system is so much more humane than they used to be. But the fact is, those in government have figured out how to grow the government, how to further enslave the American population by just incarcerating more people. That's why we have so many people in prison. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything to do with the pioneer aspect of America. It doesn't have to do with the fact that we own guns. It has to do with our politicians having figured out how to enslave our populace through having to incarcerate their own brethren.
Right. And
number one incarceration rate in the world and climbing.
Yep. And the information can change this. I mean, this little pamphlet from the Fully Informed Jury Association about jury nullification can lead to change, and they don't want that. So he passes this order basically legislating from the bench. You shall not do this on our courthouse grounds. And so they challenged it. Right out the gate, Julian Heichlin comes down from New Jersey where he lives, and he goes out in Orlando, Florida, on the courthouse grounds and begins handing out these flyers. They ignore Heichlin. They don't do anything to him. The news media comes out. There's an article about it that's published. There's a news report published about it. And then Julian Heichlin goes home after the weekend. He comes back Monday and does it again just to make sure that it wasn't a one-off thing. So he's done it multiple times. And then when Heichlin leaves, and then months later, there's this Casey Anthony trial, and it's going on at the same time as the John Kurtz trial, which is he's one of our listeners. He is a civil disobedience activist down there in Orlando. He's on trial because he recorded video of a cop abusing somebody, and then was arrested for recording video of the cop. So that's what he's on trial for, and that's why Mark Schmitter was out in the. Mark Schmitter had been there for months. I mean, he'd become a fixture handing out these flyers, but he was out there during the Kurtz trial as well. And anyway, they're reporting on this as though it's because of the Casey Anthony trial. The news media is picking up on Mark Schmitter's arrest for handing out these flyers, being charged with contempt of court. They're picking up on this saying, well, it's the Casey Anthony trial. : Man held in contempt makes court appearance, asks Perry to recuse himself. A local activist, this from the Orlando Sentinel, who was held in contempt during Casey Anthony's murder trial for allegedly handing out pamphlets outside of a designated free speech zone. That's right. They've got these tiny little areas now at the Orlando County Courthouse where you can go and express yourself.
That's right. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Because they're concerned about your freedom.
Which way is the barbed wire facing?
Yep. Congress shall make no law.
Violating Chief Belvin Perry's order made an appearance before the judge Wednesday morning. Mark Schmitter, who's affiliated with the Fully Informed Jury Association, was jailed June 29th and arraigned before Perry on a contempt charge after deputies allegedly spotted him distributing the documents. On Wednesday, he came to court without an attorney. Perry started the proceeding and called a deputy to testify who witnessed the incident. So it sounds like he's been in jail for about a week. The deputy told the judge he saw Schmitter pass out pamphlets to people standing in line to get tickets to the Anthony trial. Then Schmitter objected. He said he wanted to make an opening statement. Perry told him he could, and Schmitter responded by saying he wanted his glasses that were taken June 29th returned to him. So they kept him in jail for an entire week without allowing him access to his glasses.
Yeah, as if jail isn't bad enough, you can't even read in there.
I guess the good news about this, the idea that this Casey Anthony trial has been happening, is bringing more attention to Schmitter's arrest. Because had Schmitter just been arrested on any other week, I don't know if the Orlando Sentinel would have sent a reporter to see his hearing. Do you think?
I couldn't say.
It seems unlikely. Anyway, Perry responded by saying he denied the request for reduced... Oh, excuse me. He wanted a trespass... Perry told him he could, responded by saying he wanted his glasses back. He wanted a trespass warning against him lifted so he could return to the courthouse. He wanted Perry to recuse himself from the case. He wanted his bail removed, asked for a jury trial, and a public hearing. Perry responded by saying the request for a reduced bond was moot since he'd already posted it and was released from jail. Apparently he wasn't. They just kept his glasses. So he got out of jail, they kept his glasses. Perry denied Schmitter's request for the judge to recuse himself, so the judge denied the self-recusal. No, I'll just keep going here.
No, it's fine.
Yep. And also, yes, I wrote the order. Yes, you violated the order that I wrote, and I will also be the judge on your case.
How nice.
There's no impropriety here.
Yep. I just write my own legislation and then judge people for it.
Yeah, this isn't a conflict of interest. Moving on. Perry denied Schmitter's request.
No jury either, pal.
Right. And indeed denied the request to dismiss the case. Perry reminded Schmitter he was in a public setting, whatever that means. Schmitter and Perry then went back and forth on whether or not the activist wanted to continue to represent himself or have an attorney represent him. Such a weird term, isn't it? Represent yourself. What's that supposed to mean? I'm just me. How do you represent yourself? Ultimately, Perry told Schmitter if a private attorney or public defender is going to represent him, they need to file a notice of appearance by next Wednesday. Schmitter said, I feel like I'm being rushed to judgment. Ultimately, Perry asked Schmitter if he was asking for a continuance, and he said yes. So whether he was granted that continuance is not revealed in this Orlando Sentinel story. An update for you on the Mark Schmitter case there from Orlando, man who has been arrested and is facing contempt of court for handing out pamphlets, for doing outreach, public outreach, in a public place in the so-called free country. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Andro Kilsand presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sinks inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very least stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free to control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. So enjoy those on us. Features including the bulletin board system. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system. Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America, made for you. Ruger.com.
We continue here. I got another update for you out of Orlando. It's a hot spot for liberty activism now, thanks to John Kurtz and the guys over at OrlandoCopWatch.com. Also, the Food Not Bombs group has been doing some amazing work, and we're going to give you an update on what they've been up to here just recently with the homeless, the feeding of the hungry in the Lake Eola Park and within a two-mile radius of City Hall. It's been banned, and multiple people have been arrested over the last few weeks. Over 27 people, I think, thus far, over the last month, have been arrested for feeding hungry people. We'll give you an update on what's happening there. But
that's
first,
a pretty good-sized activist group, then.
It is. It is. It's a good group of folks down there. Let's talk to Tristan first, though, listening in Colorado. Tristan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Tristan.
You might remember me as Triton. Do you remember that? Does that name ring a bell?
Vaguely.
Not sure. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Well, I called a few weeks ago with my fellow admin Stang about the Tyle Morton case. Tyle Morton was the 18-year-old from Rushville, Indiana, who was arrested for a senior prank. He placed a blow-up doll in the girl's bathroom, and he faces 2 to 8 years in prison. So we called about that, and we just wanted to give you an update.
Please do. What's going on?
Okay. Well, first, you guys recommended that we do a telephone bomb to the prosecutor, Phil Kavanaugh. The day after, we had many people call the prosecutor's office, and conveniently he said that he was on vacation. We're going to be doing another telephone bomb soon, but we also have had some huge media exposure as well. We've been on the Michael Bazin show, Tom Joyner. Our story's also been featured on the AP Press.
Now, is Tyle still in jail, or is it pretty much all you guys going out and doing this? Is he sitting behind bars?
Tyle has been out on bail for the past 3 weeks now.
Okay, is he doing interviews himself?
No, but his family is doing interviews right now.
Okay.
So
you've got a lot of media, that's good.
So, yeah, we have a lot of media. Tyle faces trial on September 14th. He's out of jail, but he's pretty much laying low right now. And we're just trying to get as much exposure as we can about Tyle's injustice.
Okay.
And so far, people have responded very well because they think it's absolutely ridiculous that an 18-year-old faces 2 to 8 years in prison for putting a blow-up doll in the girl's bathroom.
It does seem ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and I'm glad that you guys are having success getting the word out about him. Now, y'all had a website, didn't you?
That's right. We are Free Tyle, that's T-Y-E-L-L, Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N, .org. And we also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/FreeTyleMorton.
That's great.
And we have almost 4,000 people from around the world.
So you said you're going to do another phone bomb, which is where people from around the country will, or around the world, anybody that wants to can participate. They call a certain phone number of some bureaucrat and let them know how they feel. And, of course, that usually ends up irritating the bureaucrats because, well, they don't want to have to actually do the work of talking to people. And so they'll usually end up stopping answering their phone, and then they just fill up their voicemail box, and then they've got a whole box full of voicemail to listen through the next day. And if they actually are expecting a call from somebody that's important to them, then they'll have to figure out which calls are which.
Yeah, what's more important to them, keeping this one guy in jail that they have forgotten about? Frankly, this is what happens. You know, these bureaucrats are not there sitting and worrying about everybody who's sitting in jail. So you have to bring them to their attention.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Yeah. Well, I think that since he's been out on jail for 3 weeks, they've been trying to push this trial aside. However, the media pressure and the telephone bomb has caused prosecutor Phil Kavanaugh the case. He's starting to say to the media that he doesn't think prison time is warranted in this case.
Hmm.
But we don't think that's enough. We want him to drop the charges completely because a felony charge and a misdemeanor charge for a blow-up doll, again, is absolutely ridiculous. So we're
it really just shows the
hard
absurdity.
To argue that, right?
It shows the absurdity of the zero tolerance policies that are plaguing the government schools around the country. Tyel is just the most extreme of cases, but there are plenty of cases around the country that don't get the same level of attention, that don't have a group of activists focusing on, where kids are regularly aggressed against by this people, these government bureaucrats, and they are punished in various different ways. Like down in Texas, where kids are given, kids of all ages, even down to elementary school, are given Class C misdemeanors for the most benign of school pranks. Just
drawing on desks, I think, was one of the examples.
Yeah, just having, you know, misbehaving in class, you know, showing your buttocks out the back bus window. I mean, just stuff that everybody's done in school. Or
have
most
you?
People.
Did you do that?
I never did that one, but I've done plenty of things. And I was never charged with a Class C misdemeanor for it, Wayne. So this stuff is happening everywhere to thousands of kids. And hopefully...
You know, what's really sickening, too, is the schools are getting so bad and the test scores are getting so low that they're omitting recess in many cases, which kids need to expel some of that nervous energy. Mm. So it makes the behavioral problems even worse.
Right. And actually, I believe it was the principal or the superintendent tried to justify the charges by saying the prank wasn't harmless because students lost valuable time.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, why? Just because they had to evacuate the kids at the very end of the school year for all of maybe 1 or 2 hours.
Right, because the bomb squad overreacts.
They
right?
didn't have to
really?
Evacuate the kids. They chose to evacuate the kids. And, the fact that bureaucrats get all in a tither, they could have gotten in a tither about something that was in the garbage. They could have called the bomb squad, somebody could have put something in the garbage. You know, I mean, they've done this.
Right. Anything else you want to share, Tristan?
Man, that's all. I just want to say one more thing, that the opponents of the Free Tyel cause have basically used Columbine and 9/11 as a justification for the charges. And again, it's absolutely ridiculous because Columbine and 9/11 claimed the lives of many, many people. As far as a blow-up doll goes, its plastic exterior doesn't even have the potential to prick someone's finger. So they really show a lack of perspective by comparing a blow-up doll to these two awful tragedies.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the update tonight. Keep us in the loop as things move forward. Hope to hear good news down the road. 800-259-9231.
You know, it's nice to see that circumstances like this, affect people, and they can, this is unjust. And then they can begin to see the injustices elsewhere.
I hope so.
I'm not in the least bit surprised about this. It's sad, but I'm not.
No, you're right about that. I mean, there's this all kinds of crazy overreactions with this zero tolerance policy that is all across the country in pretty much every government school.
In my high school, they blew up the guardhouse.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231.
Why don't you have a guardhouse at your high school?
You can barbed wire up.
People were going
Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy features for free. The entire website, actually. Everything you see there, you get it on the house. Unlike those other talk show hosts, so go and get it and enjoy over at freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. Lots more, too. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick, get it cheap, get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, we continue here. Updates from Orlando, one of the hot spots of civil disobedience around the country. I wish there were more hot spots from which to choose news items. Maybe someday we'll see that happen, but right now you can pretty much name them on one hand. That, of course, would be New Hampshire, Orlando, and Washington, D.C., with the Jefferson Dance Parties, which we talked to you about last night, as they had a Jefferson Dance Party again on Monday, which was a complete success. But now in Orlando, things are real tough down there. It's a hot spot for civil disobedience, and that's because it's a horrible
hot spot
police
for tyranny.
Yeah, it's just horrible down there. I mean, you've got men in robes saying that no one can hand out information on the courthouse grounds. You've got this bicycle gang coming in and arresting people and kidnapping people in Lake Eola Park down there. And that's what that's all about is there's this 2-mile radius around City Hall. They've passed this ordinance that says you shall not feed anyone. Well, you can feed under 25 people, but more than 25 people, you shall not feed them within a 2-mile radius of City Hall.
And so John Kurtz and some of the other activists out there started doing homeless sandwich day, basically. They would set up out in front of City Hall, right there on the steps of City Hall, and and just start...
Everybody gets a sandwich.
Anybody that's hungry comes up, gets a sandwich. And they did that, and they really rubbed the state's face in it, because they won. They didn't do anything for a little while. Like, the first time they went out, the first time they went out, the news media came out, they got news reports about the incident.
Yep.
The fact that they were
doing nothing.
Right, the fact that they were violating their ordinance right there on the steps of the City Hall, and nothing was done.
I can see it now on YouTube. You know those Hitler parodies they do? They've got to do one about the sandwiches in front of the City Hall.
Is this the one with the Hitler and like the group of his advisors talking to him, and they just redub different different subtitles over?
How dare they give away sandwiches in front of our house?
It's pretty those are pretty funny. So they ignored them initially, and then folks started giving out sandwiches and soup and stuff like that at Lake Eola Park, which I presume is also within this 2 mile radius.
It is.
And of course, the irony is at Lake Eola Park, there's a statue of Gandhi that overlooks all of this.
Oh,
and
boy.
So the police have been sending in literally over a dozen officers.
Also, Lake Eola Park was gifted as charity to the city of Orlando for the use of its residents. So in a park that was given to the city as charity, charity is not allowed.
Yeah.
And that's irony.
They've arrested almost 30 people over the last month for this. Multiple arrests every single day these guys do it. It happens Monday and Wednesdays. And they go out and they feed the homeless, they feed the hungry, and the cops come out and arrest them. And then they come back on Wednesday and they go out and they do the same thing, and people get arrested and they come back the next week. And it's just been going on week after week.
Who was it last week who said the U.S. wasn't a police state?
Somebody said that.
There was one guy on Saturday night that basically said something to the effect that, it might be a police state, but you should try to stop the police state within the law or something.
Yeah, just beg. Just beg your oppressors to let you be free. Let's see. That hasn't really worked very well. So let's go to you, though, and your thoughts. We'll give you an update on Orlando here in a moment. Casey's on the line in Michigan. Casey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Casey, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Casey, and I'm a recovering Republican.
Welcome, sir.
I found you guys last Christmas working over the break real late, listening to internet radio, and tell you what, in the last 7 months, my eyes have really become open to a lot of things I never even knew existed.
Mm.
I was working at the grind every day, and I'd listen to my local conservatives in the morning, and
they sounded right, didn't they? I mean,
this happened
to me too, Casey. Absolutely. Back in the 90s, I was listening to these guys, and, man, they're speaking the truth.
Well, the opposition party mostly does. Just like Keith Olbermann, I agree with a lot of what he said when Bush was president. But then when his party got in, he just became a total sellout. So we go back and forth between two pimps.
Yeah, I've watched the cycle enough where I've noticed that myself as well.
Hmm.
And it's just amazing to me how convinced I was that I was right, and how much I would argue with people why, you know, my side needs to tell everybody else what to do. And it's amazing to me, and the fact that, you know, I found you guys, and I'm an engineer. I love history. I love science. I'm always reading new things that I consider myself, you know, really in the know, and I have a thirst for just knowledge and information, and it's really a big wake-up call when you figure out that you've been lied to for so long, and you've accepted all these false premises for so long.
How upset were you when you first heard this show?
Well, how upset? You mean with you guys?
Yeah, I don't know. Was it your first exposure to these ideas on any consistent basis?
You know, I really was more upset with the state. I really, it's funny because I come from a moderately bigoted family as well. At least my parents say stuff against, minorities and homosexuals and things like that. So I had learned some of this behavior from them, which I know is completely wrong. Mm-hmm. And immoral. But even sometimes I would hear Ian say things and I would think, oh, that sounds like a derogative F term for a homosexual thing to say. And even after I was starting to agree with him, I started, I kept thinking things like this to myself, and even though I knew it was wrong, you still have this stuff built up in your head.
I tell you, man, I can relate.
I'm 29 years old, and this stuff is just, it's hard to make it go away.
Imagine what it's like if you're 59. You know, I mean, this is what we get on Saturday nights, is people that whose paradigms, in fact, are just almost nearly impossible to break because they've just gotten, you know, so old and sort of in their systems. You know, this is why it was for me when Casey, you haven't listened to the show all 9 years or whatever Ian and I have been on together, but if you listen way back, I just started out as a Republican, and slowly these ideas were infectious. In fact, Ian wasn't that much farther along, either at that point.
I was just a party libertarian in the beginning. So
Bob Barr.
No. I quit before Bob. I quit the Libertarian Party publicly before Bob Barr got the nod. Anyway, Casey, interesting story. Anything else you want to share from your experience?
No, I don't think so. I just, there's a lot of minds that still have never even been exposed to the idea.
All right, so now we got to get you up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project since you've had this revelation.
You know, it's funny because I've worked the last decade of my life to become a state licensed engineer in the state of Michigan, which is basically, I know. So now I'm in the engineers union, basically. I have a monopoly on practicing engineering.
Now, I mean, in Michigan, though, I mean, isn't the economy tanking there?
Well, you're exactly right there, Mark. And what I am, I'm a civil engineer, and I design properties, subdivisions, site development, and there's not a lot of that in Michigan. So, but if you want to do that, you need a license from the state, pretty much.
Like, point of clarification, I wonder if that's true in New Hampshire.
Yeah, all of the 50 states have a professional licensing board.
For engineering?
Yes, for engineering.
Okay. Because the reason I ask is because I've heard that New Hampshire has the lowest of all the states as far as its amount of licensed professions. So yours must be one of them, then, if it's all 50 states. Hey, maybe you can get up here anyways one of these days. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and glad you found these ideas because they are infectious, and they will change your life if you allow them to. 1-800-259-9231, or you can just stick your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 the state is great. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modifications. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
If you enjoy this program and you want to help support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a whole list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world via radio stations or via the internet. There are different suggestions there, everything from printing out flyers that we provide to designing your own graphics if you'd like. We also have pre-made web banners and free bumper sticker for you. Go get the details at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything, but an update on what's happening. It's not over in Orlando. The arrests continue as nearly 30 people had been arrested in Orlando for feeding people who are hungry. In case you aren't aware, in Lake Eola Park for several weeks now, and in fact, from what I understand, this has been going on for years, it's just only recently that the city has been cracking down on it, Food Not Bombs, which is a local activist feeding group, they feed hungry people because they believe that's what they should be doing, and I think that's good for them. If you want to do charity, then do charity.
One of these,
you should be left alone.
Kind of lefty groups that, the bumper stickers say, if you want peace, work for justice or something like that. Yep.
I don't care what their politics are.
I don't either.
I just think that they should be able to feed whoever they want to feed in this so-called public park. And they
If you don't want people to be able to come onto the property and feed folks, then the property should be private.
Yeah.
And if it's private, then the taxpayers, those people that are feeding, shouldn't have to pay for it.
Right.
You can't have both of these.
Well, they really think it's private because they think it's their park and you can't use it for what
meaning the Orlando
Orlando government.
Yes, exactly.
Effectively, they're right because you know they get what their way in these circumstances.
Well, right, they get everything. I mean, the state gets everything. They get your money, they get to have the park, and they get to set whatever arbitrary rules they want for it. And so they've been arresting people for the last several weeks there. There's an update on the story from the Raw Story at rawstory.com, where a group of Orlando activists, this story was filed yesterday, by the way, with the organization Food Not Bombs, figured out a clever way to avoid arrest while still feeding the homeless population on public grounds, host their event at City Hall. Members of the group had previously been arrested during a food-sharing event at the picnic area of Lake Eola Park, allegedly for violating a statute that criminalizes the feeding of more than 25 people without a permit. Ben Markison, the media liaison for Food Not Bombs, told Raw Story in an interview on Tuesday that they made the decision to move their event due to the throngs of people who flock to Lake Eola every year on Independence Day and to remind the mayor of a seemingly forgotten promise. Markison said what happened was Mayor Buddy Dyer was quoted as saying that he offered to let Food Not Bombs gather at City Hall anytime they like, and he'd donate some of the peppers he grows on his mayoral balcony to the chili pot, so we wanted to see if he would live up to his word. What do you think he did?
He didn't.
Markison added that while the mayor did not make an appearance on Monday, they were not harassed by police, and at least 100 people turned out for oatmeal, grits, pancakes, potatoes, bread, and coffee.
Where's the chili pot?
Sounds pretty good. He also said, I think they expected him not to show up.
There's nothing that you like more than free food, I know.
He also
this
says...
This is for poor people, Ian.
They say it's for anybody that's hungry.
You little cheapskate.
He also said that City Hall had not been... Hey, man, if I were down there, I'd probably get arrested serving the damn food. I think yeah. I could cash in on a free bowl of chili.
Yeah, sure. The opportunity to get free food and get arrested all in one place, you wouldn't miss that for the world.
That's heaven, dude. He also said that City Hall had not been used in the past because it lacks easy access to basic sanitation facilities, unlike the public park, which does have running water outdoors. So presumably they're likely going to move back to Lake Eola Park after this. Again, this was a one day off. It sounds like it's a one off thing where on Monday it was holiday. So that's why they moved it. The group's mission has, since their arrest last month, gained some seemingly powerful allies in the form of anonymous hackers who've launched a campaign against a series of Orlando websites in an effort to raise awareness of how the city has treated Food Not Bombs. Anonymous toppled the websites of the Orlando Chamber of Commerce, the Orlando International Airport, Orlando's Fraternal Order of Police, nice, the mayor's reelection site, and two popular tourist and events websites featuring the city's attractions. They also sent an image of Walt Disney mascot Mickey Mouse, face covered by a Guy Fawkes mask, to tens of thousands of fax machines and Orlando-based email addresses, inspiring the mayor to call them terrorists.
They're ooh,
terrorists.
That word again.
Markison's reaction to...
I love how the politicians just whip this term terrorist mm-hmm. out for anybody who disagrees with them. It is just phenomenal.
Well, you're terrorizing...
hubris.
You're terrorizing the poor bureaucrats. They're scared that they're going to lose their legitimacy. They're scared that they're going to lose their grip and their power over
their jobs.
People. Yeah, and so that's a scary thing. Anyway, Markison said that his reaction to Anonymous wasn't as extreme as the mayor's, and he chose instead to point back at City Hall for trying to criminalize poverty. He says, we feel that what Anonymous is doing is a distraction to dealing with the real issues. The real issues here are very simple. We have a city that's trying to stop people from sharing food in public parks to meet a community need. We have a mayor who's trying to criminalize poverty. The food sharing ordinance is one of a series that the city has adopted over the last few years. That basically sends a message to poor and hungry people that they're not welcome in downtown Orlando. The group's website said they plan to return to Lake Eola on Wednesday night, that's tonight, and it urged members to bring cameras in case police again decide to arrest them. As I understand it, the Orlando Copwatch crew is still on the ball when it comes to this. A lot of them came up to Porkfest last week, or a week ago, or whatever, and they were all at Porkfest for a while, so they weren't able to go out and support Food Not Bombs at that time. But now they're back. They're back in Orlando, even though John Kurtz is in jail. What the city people and the government guys don't seem to understand is that when you put in the most visible, you put the most visible person into a jail cell, you don't make the movement go away.
Yeah.
You don't make an activism movement go away by
targeting. Well, they haven't figured that out because to them it's a hierarchical situation. The cops themselves wouldn't do anything unless their sergeant or their lieutenants or whatever told them to. Mm-hmm. So they believe that other people operate that way. But the other thing that they need to understand is these activists aren't getting paid. The cops wouldn't come to work. These brave men and women
women, our boys in blue, would not even be there if you didn't write them a check. So these
a
are
lot
the,
of them wouldn't, I think. Yeah.
Well, come on.
A lot of them are making six figures too.
There would probably be some that would come in on the promise that they might make a check down the line. You know, like if the government said, "Well, guys, we can't afford to pay you this week, but we will."
Okay,
an IOU.
I'll give you that one. But yeah. I mean, it's hardly.
But how long that would last is another question.
Yeah.
How long they would go without any paycheck is a good question. So back to the story here. The group's website again says they're planning on coming back. Tonight, the Homeless Services Network of Central Florida estimates homeless population at over 10,000 in the Orlando area, and the mayor's office did not bother to respond to any requests for comment. So there's your latest from Orlando as the activism continues. And of course, if Food Not Bombs goes out to the front steps of the City Hall, then that should mean that all the people that have been banned from the city park should be able to participate. Because what's been happening is, as they have been making these arrests, now over 27 arrests thus far, they've been issuing no trespass orders. So they're trying to prevent these folks from continuing this activism. Luckily, Food Not Bombs keeps getting new supporters. They keep getting new people to step up and to say, "Well, I'll come out and I'll feed these hungry people."
And get arrested.
Right. I think that just shows
the commitment of most of these people. They pretty much know at this point that you're going to get arrested. Where do you keep on coming up with dozens of people to get arrested for doing what's right?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I look forward to having that much support.
There's
up
somebody
here.
Sitting out there right now in Radio Land saying, "These stupid people they know what's going to happen." Blah 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 blah. What would you get arrested for?
Good question.
What would you do?
Principal.
What is so important to you that you'd get arrested? And the answer is nothing. Nothing. You'll sit there and you'll be skeptical and you'll be cynical about other people doing what they believe is right, but you won't do anything.
That's a good question, Mark. I don't think we've ever asked that one before. What would you get arrested for? That's one worth reflecting on. If you'd like to answer it, you're welcome to 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I've been arrested 4 or 5 times now, and I'll probably be arrested again at some point in the future. Maybe sooner rather than later with the new ban on video cameras and audio recording devices here at the local courthouse in Keene, New Hampshire. So there's going to be probably some news on that coming up here tomorrow. We can't really talk more about that at this time, but we'll certainly keep you in the loop as to what goes on there. The toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Or maybe you think it's a good idea that these folks are arrested for feeding the hungry in Orlando. Maybe you are an apologist for the violence of the state, and you'd like to call in to give us a piece of your mind. You're certainly welcome to do that as well. 800-259-9231. Also, coming up...
Be sure to mention what you get arrested for, though.
More news out of the South, where apparently there's been a program that has backfired, as most government programs do, involving replacing migrant farm workers with probationers. So they're going to put some formerly jailed people out in the fields to have them pick some crops. How do you think that's going to go?
They're going to stuff tomatoes in their pockets?
We'll let you know what's going on. Let you know what's going on down there. Hour 2's next. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.